So I want to aim today's Devo on for those who have been divorced. You know, when you read Devos on marriage, some of you feel like I'm rubbing salt in your wounds, and that's not my intent. Please know that. But for those who have been divorced, I know the pain is deep, and I know many of you tried so hard to keep your marriage together. You can't undo the past, and you desire to make your life count for God into the future, and thank God He offers forgiveness and restoration to us all. Psalm 86:5, "For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you." Now, here are several things I want to recommend if you've been divorced. Prayerfully consider those that may apply to you. I'm not saying all of them will, but prayerfully consider these things that might apply to you. And if you know someone who's been divorced and they're struggling with how God can use me or what do I do next, then send this Devo to them. Maybe it'll be helpful to them. Here's the first one, and this could be hard. Attempt to reconcile if possible. This, of course, may be out of the question for many reasons. But if your former spouse is not married, not remarried, and there's a way that you could speak to him or her, I mean, how cool would it be for God to change hearts and bring you back together as a refreshed and new couple, at least committed to prayer? Again, that may not be possible. Secondly, seek forgiveness from God and your former spouse for your contribution in the marriage failure. I know it may have seemed like it was 90% his fault or 90% her fault. All I'm saying is own up to your 10% or whatever your percent is and seek forgiveness. Don't worry about what your former spouse is going to how he or she's going to respond. Just do what God calls you to do. Thirdly, don't jump into another relationship on the rebound. Oh man, far too many couples make big relationship mistakes as they're rebounding from a divorce. Get involved in divorce care ministry. Take the time you need to heal. When and if you remarry, make a commitment to do it right. Make it last. You can't change the past, but your present and your future can be radically transformed by God's grace. Do it His way. Finally, remember this. The Lord is good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call on Him. So call on Him and let Him heal your heart. Father, I pray for those who have experienced the hell of a divorce. Comfort them. Remind them of your love and forgiveness. Give them patience and healing and a commitment to follow hard after you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.